worms, worms, worms.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
This is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting from Podbay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus coeruleus by warming your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. This warms your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep a sin flood of statism out of your head.
Yeah.
Can you feel it? Jim.
Yeah.
Yes.
Michael.
Yeah. Yeah.
Working for you.
Yes, yeah. Randy. Thank you.
Good morning, guys. And I should also mention the Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT, no government license, which allows reuse by anyone except governments.
Yeah.
You can learn more about that at BIPCOT.org. Now, Jim, folks, good morning again.
Hey, welcome back, Randy. How are
you all? With you.
I didn't, you know, a week from tomorrow starts up Season 2 of Better Call Saul, and we used to do this with Davi. We used to do it every night, but Davi hasn't been on in a long time. So, James, you're a fan, right, of Better Call Saul?
Yes. Yes, I am a fan of the show, not necessarily of talking about the show on the radio.
You don't like the band TV on the radio?
Well,
Randy, back off. I hear you breathing. Stop breathing forever. Not really.
It is a great show, and let's just see how it goes. And if there's something worth talking about, then we should definitely cover it.
Well, there is a band called TV on the Radio. You don't like them, or you don't like doing
I've never heard of that band before.
Okay. Well, it's kind of interesting, though, because we have an actual attorney. Randy is an actual attorney,
yeah.
And he can give, you know, we have a lawyer's opinion on Better Call Saul. It makes for a good show.
That is great. Yep. And it helps reinforce how awesome the show is. Because, basically from what Randy, correct me if I'm wrong, but your career as a prosecutor working in those trials and everything, pretty much just like we see on Better Call Saul, right? It's almost exactly the same.
Sometimes it's the same. Sometimes it's not.
It was very accurately portrayed. You said was the when he's doing public defender work. For $700 per, yeah.
That really was. When they do the courtroom and in the courthouse, that's closer to real life than is comfortable.
And you have 3 minutes to meet with your client before you go to court. Yeah.
That's the way it is for, that's the way it is for public defenders. When you walk into the courtroom, and this isn't me because I'm in private practice, I walk into the courtroom, I have a couple files in my hands. That's it.
Yeah.
But the prosecutors and the public defenders walk in with 100 files.
Yeah.
And they have no time for you.
It's just, right. Next plea deal. Right?
Next deal. Exactly. Exactly.
If only lawyers practiced rumpology. And that's going to be one of the topics tonight. The show tonight, the whole show is going to be about pseudoscience. Things that people think are real and flat earth stuff. And there is something called rumpology, which is.
And so now you're attacking my hobby. Is that right? What you're saying?
What's your hobby? Flat earthism?
Or the legal profession?
I thought you mentioned rumpology.
Are you saying? Yeah, well, you know, the legal system could also be considered pseudoscience. But so there was a case recently where two guys tried to sue people for using the term react in YouTube video titles. It was basically like two guys built this career of, you know, they had a lot of hits on their videos. And they were pretty cool videos like tweens react to the internet from 25 years ago. And they'd have these like, you know, 12 and a half year old kids who are online all day, but have never touched a computer. They're just on their smartphone all day, texting and watching videos. They had them react, like they'll show them AOL ads from 1994. And they're like, what is that? What's that squawking noise? You know, like they don't understand any of it. And it's funny. And then they'll have like, you know, old people respond to senior citizens respond to twerking.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically just a takeoff on Two Girls, One Cup. So I have.
The best was the old ladies like smoke weed for the first time.
That was a parody of it, but
that was great.
Yeah, and we have a react thing we'd like to do, and those guys can't sue us because it's been kicked out, and really like society took care of it. Like they don't get any video views now, and so they've stopped trying to sue people. But we're gonna do Two Fiends, One Cuck. Please check your email, gentlemen. I want your actual response to the show image we're using tonight. James is laughing pretty hard.
I'm on my way there.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh. I
think it's time for an intervention.
The lotion on its skin.
Yeah, this is. So I finally found out who.
This is a cry for help from Michael W. Dean.
The popular.
Okay, this is crying out, saying. This obsession has reached a new level.
I think we can
work on this do a little rumpology session.
Yeah, I think we should do some rumpology. So this is going to be the show image tonight. I guess I'll describe it for those who aren't on my Facebook or my Twitter right now looking at this picture. It's a really well-done Photoshop. Actually, Cantwell Goo, who I know who it is now, the guy who runs this parody account. I hear you breathing there, Randy. Stop breathing, please. So there's this parody account of Cantwell. It's called Cantwell Googling. And anyone who knows this show knows Cantwell. He's a goofball that used to be a libertarian, and now he's a race realist, which is I say that race realism is to racism as intelligent design is to what's it called? That people didn't evolve to creationism.
Creationism?
Yeah. Yep.
Or evolution?
No, to creationism. Race realism is to racism what what's it called? Intelligent design is to creationism. Like basically it's the same thing but trying to put a different face on it. Which
right. So when you see this picture, intelligent design is out of the question. Right.
Yeah. It's and when people say
not happening,
people who say they're race realists say we're not racists. Race realism is in this list of pseudosciences. It's also called scientific racism. It's the totally debunked concept that there are physiological differences between the races and that whites are more intelligent than other races because of brain pan size and shape and phrenology and things like that. But this guy, Chris Cantwell, believes that literally. And so Cantwell
despite the fact that it's been debunked for like 100 years over and over again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so Cantwell Goo made this image, and it's basically Chris Cantwell naked, fat, with a Nazi armband, wearing women's panties, with his foot on a mirror with a bunch of lines of speed on it, with a furry head costume, looking in the mirror, and he's doing something with his hands between his legs, but you can't really see it. And he's doing something in front of a mirror, but the image in the mirror is him like really thin and cut. Like that's how he sees himself.
I think that's a painting.
No, it's a mirror. But
it's a mirror?
Someone thought it was a painting too, but it works as a painting too, that he's doing a painting of himself like this works too. So, or even just looking at a painting of himself like this. And there's also some sex toys in the picture, and of course they're black. There's a framed picture of his god, Stefan Molyneux. There's a pile of Freedom Fiends buttons over on the floor on the right.
Where is Donald Trump in this? I don't.
He's filming it. He's standing behind filming it.
Okay, I got it.
And then there's a rooster for some reason, and the rooster is saying it puts the lotion on its skin. That's we added. That's not in the original one, but that's gonna be for the show notes. So this is really disturbing, and it's been getting a lot of shares, and we want it to go viral. So please go share this from my Facebook or my Twitter, and that's enough.
So there's a picture of Stefan Molyneux, like, in a frame on the wall in this scene. And I wonder, when you put it on Facebook, did it automatically suggest tagging Stefan Molyneux? That would be...
No. Okay. It tried to tag the fat Cantwell, though, the actual Cantwell, as Joseph Stalin for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah. So,
all right. Yeah. I'm saying you need an intervention, Michael. I think this obsession is, unless like Chris Cantwell is actually the first sponsor of the show, and he's paying for this kind of exposure. I won't reveal that he's the first subscriber to the new Worms program.
He's not paying me to say his name every day for no reason at all. Well, people say that all the time. Like people say, you know, you're just making him famous, and I'm like, well, maybe he's paying me. That's the theory anyway.
Or you're just hoping he reciprocates the attention.
I don't think he has any money, although this looks like a pretty lush house we've put him in. But this is actually his mother's basement in Long Island. This isn't his current apartment.
Curiously, there are no windows in the room.
Oh, it's in the basement. It's a windowless bunker where he just hangs out and snorts nootropics off of a furry costume with a chicken. And why a chicken? I don't know. It's just a chicken for some reason. So, yep, we got your reaction. That's okay. Two fiends, one cuck. We can move on.
I think those are law books on the shelf. by
the
way.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is when he went to law school and he dropped out because he was doing too many newts and not going to classes anymore.
All right,
gentlemen. So, you wanted to talk about anal sex, right, James?
And the not law. Really, but I think it's fun. I like to make fun of politicians, and there is a topic that is actually both of those in one. So, which I thought was really interesting, mainly due to the sort of the final quote in this article, which we'll include in the show notes. Randy, do you have that final quote from that article?
I do. I'm sure I have it here. This is, I think this is the legislator whose bill this is. You really want to start with the final quote. Is that a good lead in?
yeah. Just kind of like give away the ending, and then we'll try to fill in the backstory.
If we could put a bill in that said anything that's unconstitutional be removed from the legal books of Michigan, that's probably something I could vote for, he said. But am I going to mess up this dog bill that everybody wants? No. Okay.
Well, right. Isn't anything constitutional clear. Because of the, what is it, the clear and present danger clause? No, the public nuisance, the public welfare clause. That's it.
Okay, right? So general anyway, the real headline of this article is Michigan Senate passes bill making anal sex punishable by 15 years in prison. Okay.
Why not just 15 lashes in public square? That's more in line with this kind of law.
But the reason nobody could fight it is it would screw up that guy's dog bill. Okay, that's the way politics works.
Why? Because dogs have sex from behind?
No. Well, the bill
this,
was a,
this go bill ahead. Got mixed up with another bill or something. You know, it's
no,
always
no,
it's
never no. What? No, the bill is about having sex with dogs. And when they wrote the bill, they had a line in there that said the law makes it a felony for anyone to, quote, commit the abominable and detestable crime against nature with mankind or with any animal. Right. And they didn't mean to put mankind in there.
They didn't mean to? It just ended up
well,
there?
Well, that's the word they're talking about in this article. So, I don't know.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. Basic Handgun and Rifle with Jared Waltz.
First rule of being alive is you own yourself.
A groundbreaking approach to firearms and self-defense training. Beautifully filmed and easy to understand instructions make this one a must-have. Gun Training with the Non-Aggression Principle, Volume 1. New DVD from Michael W. Dean. Available on Amazon.
Your house is your property.
That's kind of my theory with the Freedom Fiends. It's like, when you make a mistake, draw attention to it instead of pretending it didn't happen, because it is a teaching hospital. So, you guys want to talk about sodomy. I'm going to just stare at this picture of Cantwell, because it's so awesome.
Wow. Right, how did ahead. We get to where we are? I have no idea.
I don't know. We still
but anyway,
here.
Yeah, we're talking about this article. Michigan Senate passes a bill that basically made sodomy illegal, but it was in part of this dog bill. They said, look, we really don't want people having sex with dogs anymore. It's a big problem. They said, we're going to fix it. Evidently, it must have been, right? I mean, or why else would they pass a law? So somebody writes this law. It says, the law states it makes it a felony for anyone to commit, quote, the abominable and detestable crime against nature with mankind or with any animal. So,
do they define the act, or just is it that vague?
They have to use this coded language because basically sodomy laws were declared, to my understanding, unconstitutional in this in 2003, the ruling of Lawrence versus Texas. So they have to kind of dance around it.
No. I think it's they're so square that if they actually called it what it is, the law would be pornography and would be illegal.
They should say it's no boo-foo. No boo-foo bill.
You know what's funny? No. Do you remember when Bill Clinton Remember when he and Monica? So there was like a congressional committee hearing about it. It was one of the first times that the federal government like put it all on the internet. Like, what was that, 95, 96, something like that? Like, they put the transcription of the whole thing on the internet, and there was a mistake with the software, and it actually also posted like the internal comments that are in Word perfect. They're supposed to be for like the proofreaders or the reviewers of a document. But like, it was government employees. It was government employees saying, "Can you believe like really explicit stuff? The federal government published this 900-page thing with a bunch of cussing in it," and it was like, There were classes where like students were following this government feed of publications. So all of a sudden, like grade school kids were being told by their teachers to read this explicit stuff put out by the federal government.
So then the FCC sued themselves, or what?
No,
how did that?
They just
the government had to sue themselves to prevent them from
anyway.
So let's ask our legal expert. What does this mean? So this law goes on the books, okay? And they said, look, it's to protect dogs. And the guy won't, like, undo it because it's like, I got this important dog bill. So that's how we started with this. If we could put a – so just basically say, yeah, I'd fix it, but that's going to mess up this dog bill that everybody wants. So
well, I don't know. First of all, they usually the word the sodomy ban, they called it, that usually – that has to have a specific, exact – precise meaning, or you can't use it.
They could use this picture of Cantwell. It's in there.
Yeah,
it's in the next frame that's coming out tomorrow.
If they wanted to, they could do that. Yeah, like in some states, they'll define it. And they'll say
they couldn't. It's BIPCOT license. They can't use it.
The government couldn't use it. You're right.
Right.
But we could use it.
Somebody on trial for sodomy could use it as part of their.
They
defense.
Will use right. it. They will use it for it. Just about any kind of sexual touching. Other than straight sex,
it could be used to deter a rapist, like the way they tell you to vomit on yourself or something, which I don't really think works, but that would be a substitute
touching.
For a firearm, but yeah, that could be the kind of thing that would like, you know, take a rapist out of his mood, maybe.
Depends, but obviously, it might be his kink, he might like it.
Right.
Obviously, it would include anal sex as the headline of the article. Proposes, but it probably is a wider range of. It probably makes oral sex, anal sex.
It probably makes whoever they want to harass guilty. That's the way I kind of interpret it. It's like, okay, well, we need a charge on this guy. What's it going to be? And
he
this
has
is one
dog.
They can just pull out. They
he
can just
owns
pull
a
this
dog.
Out.
If he owns a dog, they could arrest him for under this. It's so vague.
Or, you know, or just like, yeah, you know, or somebody's, you know, you get some homophobic cops out there. They just want to, like, arrest some gay people because they're bigoted. Well, here's something they can use.
That's what happened in that Texas versus Lawrence case. It was probably just a put-up case where they didn't actually catch these guys actually at it.
The door was ajar. What they said was the door was ajar and they smelled pot, so they went in. And two guys were doing it, and ended up going to the Supreme Court, didn't it, Randy?
It went to the Supreme Court, and that was the case where they said that it's unconstitutional to have criminal laws against this particular activity. And they
How about
did
civil
not.
Civil laws.
You can't have civil laws
if
you don't have a punishment, then it's not a crime. Simple as that, you know.
Give him a parking ticket. Charge him for having a dog without a collar.
A voter violation.
Yeah.
Brandishing.
Voter violation.
Brandishing.
Brandishing. All right, we're going to move on to another topic after this, I think.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed: The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
Yeah.
stop breathing, Randy. All right, this is the Freedom Fiends. And, yeah, if you go on my Twitter or on my Facebook, there's a, by popular demand, there's a version of this Cantwell image with Trump hair on the guy in the mirror. So, yep.
Why enjoy not?
It. That's the Fiends. You just say it and it just happens. That's how this show is. So,
yeah, I love that.
So before we get into pseudoscience, a couple little short things I want to do. One is, I discovered, this is so like Alpha Centauri, like my theory about how space people are going to hear the Freedom Fiends and come down and keep us safe from the government. There is an airport in Wyoming called the Greater Green River Intergalactic Spaceport. On July 5th, 1994, Resolution R94 of the Green River City Council designated this landing field as the Greater Green River Intergalactic Spaceport for inhabitants of Jupiter who might wish to take sanctuary. You know, I love it when politicians do things like this because it's really stupid, but at least they're not murdering anybody when they do it.
Right. And exactly. So you do that all day long. Like I like it's like when they debate, like, what's the state bird going to be? Go nuts, guys. Yeah. Keep like,
well, the funny thing is,
I want to see somebody filibuster on that.
Did you guys see the video of the kids, the school kids going to the House of Representatives in New Hampshire?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no. This is something that should just make anybody give up on government.
It was a real learning opportunity for those students.
Yeah. Yeah. They took some kids to the New Hampshire legislature, some school kids who were probably 10 or 11. And the kids, you know, they were like, we're going to have the kids involved in the process of making a law. So the kids said, let's make this certain type of raptor bird the state bird. And the politicians like started yelling at the kids. And then one of them like made this really gross comment about abortion. Like, well, if you're going to have this bird that rips things limb to limb while they're alive, why don't you make it the bird of Planned Parenthood?
Like, yeah, these are for fourth graders.
Yeah.
They're like 7 or 8 or like 9 years old.
And other politicians were like, this is a stupid bill. We already have a state bird. Why do we need a state raptor? Like, basically, turn these kids off from politics forever, and it's a good thing. So there should be more of that.
It is a good thing. Kids should watch them in there acting like
kids should get
morons.
Yelled at and called fools by politicians every day.
Well, is that really the only way to teach them about lobbying? The is to turn them into little junior lobbyists and send them in there and then have their spirits crushed?
Yes.
I mean, is that really, you know?
Yeah, hopefully. I think so.
I went to visit, when I was shopping for a school for Dorothy, I went to this one school and I dropped in on a history class. And this was at one of the Quaker schools I was looking at. And they were doing an exercise in class and they explained it. They said, hey, everybody here is writing a proposed law and we're going to mail them to the senator and see what he says.
Yeah.
like, cross that right off my list. I'm like, teaching how to suck up to politicians. Nice.
Yep. So go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's all. Well,
if I had the assignment, I would suggest a list of laws to repeal. But
yeah,
they probably weren't allowed to do that, were they?
Because I was observing, I couldn't really like participate in the class discussion, but I still just kind of had to be like, well, I just said, can I ask a question? I said, is anybody, you know, does anybody feel that maybe there's enough laws already, you know? And they kind of like, And like one girl, she wrote a law about mandatory playground padding. You know, somebody else wanted to have mandatory children. Recycling of something. And I'm like, God.
Well, the way you pitch it to lawmakers is, how about this? You don't ever make any new laws. Repeal a bunch, and then we'll just let you go home with pay for the rest of the year. That might get them, you know? Go fishing, and we'll pay you. Don't make laws. That's a good minarchist answer there, I think. So the other thing, real quick, you told me that, James, that so Ed Snowden is the keynote speaker at Liberty Forum.
Correct.
Coming up this month, and it's pretty cool. He's not going to be there because he learned his lesson from the guys going to speak in person in Oregon. He's going to do it.
Yeah, he's a little brighter than those guys.
He's going to do it via Skype video, I think. So it's so popular that they have on the site, on the Facebook page for Liberty Forum, New Hampshire, people can pitch questions, and they're going to pick the most popular ones and ask him. So I added a couple questions on there if people want to go vote for him. First question is, do you still have any faith that governments can work? I want to know, because the guy's like, I did this because I believe in the Constitution. And right. He's like in exile in, you know, Russia for more freedom. And I'm like, there's like 40 questions. None of them are that question. I think that's probably the second most important question. The most important question is the most popular one, which is there anything private citizens can do about this, about being spied on all the time? I know what his answer is going to be. It's going to be like, encryption.
I think that's a terrible question to ask him, because anybody can answer it. A 5-minute Google search will give you 25 different things. There's articles that have been out.
He's written articles about it.
Yeah. So why ask him? Why waste his time having him say something that he's already said? So
yeah. But of course, you know, people want to hear the hits all the time. They don't want to hear the band play the new songs. They want to hear the hits. So the second question that you can vote on that I put up there is, what's your opinion of the BIPCOT no government license? I really want to know.
And let's see how many votes that question gets.
It has one so far for me.
Okay. Yeah. That's surprising.
Where do I go to vote for himself? Where do I go to vote, Michael?
Yeah, I'll post that. Okay. So it's on the Facebook page for Liberty Forum, and I will tweet that right now.
Is it just me, or is Liberty Forum sort of a lot more square than Porkfest? Like,
yeah, it's like a hotel
convention. I'm just getting that vibe. But is it the kind of, like, is it like a different group of people that go? Like, is this more the Rand Paul crowd?
Well, it's certainly not, you know, topless ladies walking around smoking weed and eating uninspected Bitcoin bacon like Porkfest. No.
Okay, so... No. So basically it is like Rand Paul then.
It is. And I think he's actually speaking there, isn't he? But here's the thing. There's also going to be...
Well, he's he needs a gig.
Christian Saucier, who is a good friend of mine, who's going to be speaking there about encryption. He's going to be displaying the one BIPCOT flag. I'm mailing it to him. And he's going to be displaying it behind him while he speaks. And I think he's going to be wearing it as a cape. Because there's not as much space. Because it's in a hotel. It's not like Porkfest where you can just set up without a table and nail things to trees, you know?
So, well, you could, but it would be a little awkward just nailing it to stuff around the hotel. You'd have to, like,
come out and, yeah. Come out and look at my tree, people. Yep. All right. So I am right now tweeting the link for Liberty Forum. Vote.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool that voter Ed is going to do this. What a great time for the Free State Project. I mean, these, like, victory on top of victory on top of victory right now. So they're really going to milk this.
Yeah.
They're going to be so full of themselves, I'm going to barely be able to stand it. But they really deserve some credit.
Yeah. Yep. So, pseudoscience.
First, I want to say that I disapprove of the word pseudoscience, because that implies that there is some kind of science-y thing involved, and it really should be called faux science or non-science, or this isn't, you know, this is what people confuse with science. It is not, I think the name itself is a misnomer.
Well, the people that are for it may not agree.
What's the name of the page, guys? Is it a list of topics that have been considered pseudoscience?
List of topics characterized as pseudoscience.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's not really making a determination that everything on this list is pseudoscience, but it's you know, it's basically saying these are things that are commonly considered pseudoscience.
Like astrology.
Yeah. And, you know, there are some things in here that I wouldn't completely dismiss, although everybody is probably crazy and thinks something in here doesn't belong on this list. But I'll say, like,
the U.S. postal system.
You know, like chiropractic. Chiropractic originally, it's on this list, and it originally existed to, like, cure everything. They said they could cure, you know, brain cancer by manipulating your spine or whatever. So, but I've had chiropractic done at Porkfest for uninspected Bitcoin by a good friend of ours. I'm not going to name him because we're discussing pseudoscience here, but what he did to me felt really good, and I was kind of stiff beforehand, and I felt great the rest of the day after this, like, 5-minute, like, he basically beat me up for 5 minutes, like, manipulated my back. I felt better. It was good. You
is
know,
that the and, first time you've paid someone to hurt you, is it?
Oh, I'm not a subby for sure. I am not. Okay. And I think the word subby should replace the word cuck. I think cuck has seen its day. People should go with subby now.
You know, Michael, on the list under chiropractic, it does say, it leaves out one thing that it's not pseudoscience. It says recent systematic reviews indicate the possibility of moderate effectiveness for spinal manipulation
right.
in the management of nonspecific low back pain. And that's the only quarter that they give it, though. Everything else yeah. is... They're and, saying you know, it's pseudoscience.
They say hypnosis is pseudoscience. We have a fiend who practices hypnosis. I'm not going to name them because we're talking about pseudoscience here. But there are people who can be hypnotized and believe they have been and react as if they are. I cannot be hypnotized. I actually paid someone 30 years ago to try to help me quit smoking. And I just paid a guy to sit in my bedroom and talk to me until I fell asleep. And I
maybe you just thought you weren't hypnotized.
Yeah, well,
who knows what, like, subconscious, like, you, like, yeah, suddenly became the Manchurian
the
candidate,
Manchurian
and you
candidate.
Didn't even know.
Yeah, I know. I
became yeah, so you know, next, yeah, years later, he starts the Freedom Fiends.
I was actually the Night Stalker. Richard Ramirez, I set him up. Man, that's dark. Okay, so let's go through this list. We're never going to make it all through. And somebody said this should be called the list of talk radio topics, because you can pretty much turn on not just Coast to Coast, but any number of talk radio shows. And there's people who believe these things strongly. You can go in the yellow pages in LA or San Francisco or New York and find practitioners of most of these things that you can pay. One that really blew my mind. Okay, homeopathy is on here. It should be on here. Homeopathy is the idea of taking something and diluting it to the point where literally there is probably not even a single molecule of it in a sample, in a dose, and saying it does things. And they'll do this with like poisons. And actually, it doesn't work. And the funny thing is, though, it was actually invented by Hippocrates, like the doctor people take the oath of. Mm-hmm. Who used to give people tiny amounts of diluted mandrake for mania, because large amounts of mandrake would cause mania, and he conjectured that small amounts of it would cure it. But it's like, it's basically like assigning like an animal energy or chi to like chemicals that supposedly remains after dilution.
The water keeps the memory of the poison no matter how many times it's diluted.
That's the idea. We'll be back after this trip to the market, where we're not selling any of this stuff.
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum.
All right, the topic is pseudoscience. So we're going to the break talking about holography. No, what is it? Homeopathy. Yes. Diluting things. So here's my story with it. I was reading some of this list to my wife last night, and she told me that our old doctor in California wasn't my doctor for long. It was basically like, I lived in the ghetto in LA. Then I met my wife, then I moved out to the nice part of town of LA, to Agoura Hills with her, and went to her doctor for a couple years, and then we moved to Wyoming. So I only had this doctor for a couple years, this lady named Ruby, and I was talking about homeopathy and just what, like, total horse crap it is. And my wife said, you know, Ruby, our old doctor, offered that as a service. My wife said she offered it to me, but I was like, no, thanks. And my jaw just dropped.
Placebos work.
I mean,
placebos can work like 20% of the time. So
here's the thing.
Why not?
Like with everything I'm dealing with right now, if either of my doctors offered me homeopathy, I would immediately get a different doctor. I wouldn't go to a doctor that offers magic potions. It's like,
what if I offered you some kind of placebo? It would have a 20% chance of working if you believed it,
no,
right?
Because I'm really skeptical. Like, I can't be hypnotized, too, so I'm not a good...
That's what they wanted you to think.
Here, I'll tell you what. When I was a junkie, once or twice, I got some bunk heroin, and I shot it. And I did not cease being dope sick. And I'm like, this is bunk heroin, man. So I'm not susceptible. It was a physical addiction. So you had a story about homeopathy, right, Randy?
I don't think I had a story. Homeopathy,
comment.
It's well, the idea is that you dilute it so many times so that the actual, say, poison that you're, that was in it gets diluted so much it can't hurt you.
And they use the poisons. Like, I remember my first AA sponsor had this little thing that said Nux Vomica on it. I'm like, what's this? And he's like, oh, it's a homeopathic preparation. I'm like, you know, Nux Vomica is Latin for the strychnine plant, right? And he's like, oh, it's okay. It's safe. It's homeopathic.
Don't they also also use things that are supposedly positive, good medicines, but they dilute them a lot of times too?
Yeah, yeah.
And so you don't get the side effects from the medicine if it's diluted a million times, say.
There's a variation on that. Did you see the C also on that page? It was on the homeopathy page. It was fairy angel dusting, which has nothing to do with PCP, the drug called angel dust. Angel dusting is a method of fraud whereby they will take, a manufacturer will take a minuscule amount of an active ingredient and put it in, in some preparation, like, contains, like something that's really expensive, like contains
1% real juice. Yeah.
Real juice, 1% real juice, or those ads with like the gold plated silver dollars for hundreds of dollars, and they're like,
but you know what? They don't even put any in sometimes.
No, but these put gold. These contain 30 milligrams of 24-karat gold coating plating. You know, and it's like, yeah, you can scrape that off with your finger.
Well, I've read about reports where they go in and they sample these like herbal supplements. And they test them for the herb that's on the label, and like tons of them don't even have any of that herb listed in there at all. It's like, it's just the whole industry is like just riddled with fraud, evidently.
Yeah, so. And you know, I'm not a fan of big pharma is right 100% of the time, and alternative medicine is wrong 100% of the time. But I said it the other day, and I'll repeat it now. At least big pharma admits their products can kill you. Every ad on TV is like, may cause baldness, blindness, bleeding from the eyes, anal leakage, and death. And, you know, I'm on like 7 drugs right now for asthma, and like 3 of them, one of the side effects is increased chance of death from asthma. So they admit it, whereas, you know, homeopathy and all alternative medicines, I never hear any warning at all. And it's always like, this is a miracle cure. And if you use big pharma, you're the devil. And you have to, like, that's one thing about people who are into pseudoscience. They can't back it up, and they just cherry pick stuff or just yell at you.
Well, you know, and the sad thing is that I believe that there are, obviously, excellent medicinal values to herbs, right? So we need that information, and these people just ruin it for everybody.
Yeah. We'll be back after this trip to the homeopathic market to talk about tinfoil hats.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
This is the Freedom Feed, broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's Low Orbit Ion Cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. There's my obligatory boilerplate. Welcome back.
So we're talking Freedom about, hey, Randy.
Hey, Randy. Guys. Hey. Randy's here. Yes, he is.
Hey, James Babb. How you doing?
Great.
Do your friends call you James or Jim?
Whatever. Hey, you. You know, I was whatever.
All right. Yeah, I'm your friend, but I call you James in writing and Jim on the phone, on the Fiend phone, generally, I think.
Yeah, I don't really get wrapped up in that, you know.
But. All right, so this is Michael Dean. We're talking about pseudoscience. That's the topic tonight. So we were talking about tinfoil hats, which is kind of a, you know, let's see what they say about tinfoil hat. And first of all, there is no tinfoil anymore. It's aluminum foil. So a tinfoil hat is a hat.
Does aluminum shield out those harmful radio waves as well as tin? Like,
no. Aluminum, and here's the thing.
I think aluminum would probably work better than tin.
No. Here's the thing. No? A tin foil hat or an aluminum hat, you know, when you make a beanie that covers the top half of your head with a parabolic metal, anything, it's not acting as a Faraday cage and keeping out radio waves. It needs to be grounded for that. You are literally making an amplifying antenna that increases radio waves going into your head.
Okay.
When you do that.
Well, now you could do something similar when you go to the airport. I recommend a lead codpiece if you're going through the airport scanners.
Didn't someone make underwear that had, like, the Constitution sewn in it in lead? So when they... I'm serious. There was, like, business card.
Yeah, like, secret messages. So when they x-ray your junk, it shows up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. The Fourth Amendment. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So there are, like, products that you can get that are like little purses that have metal fibers in them. And Randy, you have one of these that like make your cell phone not trackable. So when you go out to murder people and dump bodies and they can't track you, Randy?
Mine doesn't have a ground though.
But it's different. If it completely covers it does act as a shield. But to literally make a Faraday cage, which is like that, but more to the point where like there's still some radio waves getting into your phone when you have that, but not enough to activate it. Like if you need a radio free environment, you need a Faraday cage, which is a metal mesh cage that's grounded. Like you go in there, it's radio silence. And even like sensitive, way more sensitive than cell phone equipment, can't pick up any radio signals in there. So here's my really bizarre experience. It was almost paranormal, even though I don't believe in such things, with making a Faraday cage. So I was reading about Faraday cages about 3 years ago. And I am trying to put something in inside. I was making a Faraday cage. So I took a box and I covered it with aluminum foil and then put a little like roach clip on it and attached it to a ground, plugged into the ground on a three-prong plug, which probably isn't very safe. But so I was doing that and I was listening to, I had headphones on, but they weren't plugged into anything. I was about to plug them into something. And at one point, like I didn't notice at the time, but the ground in my house was messed up. I could have killed myself. I later, when we got on radio, I got an electrician to come test all the grounds. I tested them, and half the grounds in my house were backwards or messed up or not connected to where they could kill you. So I got that all fixed before I went on radio because I was getting a hum when I tried to hook up radio, like the equipment I'm using now. So I'm sitting there with headphones on. I hooked this thing up, and all of a sudden, I'm hearing a radio show, and I don't have a radio. I don't own a radio at the time.
And like it's coming in from Alpha Centauri. That was the amazing thing.
But I could hear everything they were saying, and it was some guy saying, well, back when I used to work for the CIA, we were experimenting with ways to use radio waves to insert thoughts into people's minds from a distance. That's what
it worked.
It worked. So what literally was happening, there's two main stations in our town. One KVOC, we're on Saturdays and Sundays. It's a 1,000-watt station. There's also a 50,000-watt station called KTWO in this town that, like, because of the iron and uranium in the soil and stuff here, like, you can get this station in Japan, literally. It's so powerful, and the antennas are really near my house.
Iron and uranium? Are you sure that's why?
I don't know. Sounds right to me, but it's like it makes your teeth vibrate when you go near the antennas for these things.
It's a really big antenna. Yeah.
But so basically I made a Faraday cage, but I didn't ground it correctly. So all of a sudden it turned into a radio that picked up a radio station without a radio. That's how powerful that station is here. So, and they were talking about mind control using radio waves. It was basically, it was late at night and I accidentally tuned into Coast to Coast.
Well, isn't this where you got the idea for the Fiend the Homeless program? right?
Yeah,
where we're going to be attempting our own sort of I don't want to say mind control because I don't think that's really the right term, but we're going to try to exert influence, let's say, via radio
guidance. Waves. Guidance, James, that's the term. That's the term in a high what's the word instead of cult we're using? High maintenance organization, high demand. Freedom Fiends are a high demand. MK Lords was making fun of me for tagging her too much on Facebook today, and she was tagging me with every reply. And finally,
fair
I was
enough.
Like, hey,
I think that's
we're
fair.
A cult. This is
fair.
A cult. Yep.
Yeah.
So, dousing. Anybody got a dousing story?
Like, I know when you like douse that, someone with lighter fluid? What are you talking about? And
dousing,
Randy, what
like,
is dousing?
Like when you have a stick, a branch stick.
A Y-shaped stick.
Yeah, a Y-shaped stick, and you hold it out in front of you and walk around, and when you get to, say, I don't know, water, but I guess they douse for different things.
And metals and petroleum.
You, right?
When you do it for petroleum, it's called doodle bugging, which sounds like a sex act, I think.
I don't want to know
but
about
it's,
it.
But it's now illegal in Michigan, so.
Water witching. That's another term for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they do. And they say that that there's nothing to it, but I guess people think it works because there's so many places where you can go dig here and you dig and you get water that it seems like it works maybe when it's not.
Yeah, right. Well, and to the people it doesn't work for, they just move on to somebody else.
It. You're not good at it, they say. Yeah. You didn't believe. That's the out for any pseudoscience was, oh, well, you're a doubter, man. It's not going to work for you.
You mean but there's water dad, there if you doubt?
My dad,
right? That's like right. It's like how they address voters. Like, you're a doubter. Voting's not going to work for you.
Enough.
Voting only works if you believe it's going to work.
Yep. So my dad is 94. He grew up in the Great Depression. He's been a farmer most of his life till I was born. Then he became an insurance salesman, and they moved to the big city with like 3,000 people, like a town the size. I know where James Babb lives, and it's a town about the size of your town. Is where I grew up. That was the big city they moved to after they left the tiny little town of Sherman, New York, where they had a farm. So he used to, when I was a kid, he would douse. He would like try to impress my friends. He would take a Y-shaped stick when we're out in a field or in the woods, and he'd walk around with it and pretend.
Well, this is
and,
a
like,
time-honored scam. I mean, there's a history to this scam.
He
right?
believed like, it, though. Yeah, I think that you could actually do it in some cases. Believing you could do it because
even tricking yourself, you mean?
Either by chance, either by chance or by, you know, I think you can look at like a field and go, oh, there's trees growing on that end. There's probably water underground there, you know, with subconsciously.
If you mean it, you'd look at the lay of the land in your subconscious, you realize that water would be more likely in some places than others, and
that could be hardwired into us, into our evolutionary, you know.
Yeah, people that didn't die probably
like,
can do that.
You, yeah, if you knew where water was, you lived. If you couldn't find water, you died.
There you go.
So
that was true.
Well, that's an interesting thing. Like a lot of these pseudosciences listed on this thing, you could believe you're a practitioner of them without being fraudulent. Now, there's one on here that basically says it's psychic surgery, and it says it's usually an explicit deception, i.e. the practitioners are aware they're practicing fraud or quackery. I've seen, do you guys know what this is? It's where like...
This is the Bernie Sanders campaign?
No, what? It's where like people reach into your belly and perform surgery allegedly, like through your skin and pull out tumors. And it involves having something that looks like a tumor cupped in your hand.
You know? that is well, you know, that's that. I think that comes right after you do that ball and cup trick. Then that's the next one you learn. And
Well, the big problem with a lot of this is that people don't seek actual medical help, and they think that, you know, smoking the apple seeds is going to cure their cancer. So,
well, you know, that's the problem. It's this placebo effect has just wreaked havoc. Right? Because like so many like stupid snake oil things, somebody tries and the placebo effect kicks in and they're like, well, I guess that worked. And it goes on. If every stupid fake cure like didn't do anything, everybody's like, nah, that's stupid and fake. We might get a little farther.
You know, some cancers do go away on their own. It's rare, but it does happen. You know, a lot of diseases run their course and go away on their own, or at least, you know, the symptoms go away and people say, oh, the applied kinesiology worked. The biorhythms worked. All right.
Biorhythms. I remember that.
Yeah, let's read some more of these. I mean, there's like 300 topics on this list. I haven't even heard
socialism,
of all of
them. Is socialism on the list?
It should be. Neuro-linguistic programming is on. Now, that's interesting, too, because neuro-linguistic programming is kind of a method for, like, controlling people. And there is something to, like, the tricks they use to control people. Stefan Molyneux, I believe, is doing it when he does his radio show. You know, it's got a lot to do with, like,
this is the echoing, stuff where echoing people's...
what they say, like, you know, you kind of mirror people's body language, or if you're not, if it's audio only, you mirror their name, their words, their syntax, their cadence, and they become comfortable with you because they think you are like them.
Hmm. I thought this was where if you look at somebody's eyes, if they look this way, they're lying, and if they look this way, they're doing something else.
That's one of them.
This was kind of big back in the 80s, I think.
Yeah, 70s and 80s.
NLP, people have tried to, like, apply that kind of analysis to Cruise to find out, like, why is Cruise so creepy? They're like, really? Well, and they do this, like, well, his facial expressions don't match what he's saying. Okay, that's your big analysis? Okay, great, but I think he's just creepy. So
according to polygraph,
lie detectors. Have you ever encountered them in the legal world, Randy? And, I mean, they're debunked, right? They're
not admissible. I've watched them being done. And I don't believe in them.
There's a really hilarious scene in the show The Wire where they're trying to sweat this, like, uneducated neighborhood teenage drug dealer who may have witnessed a murder. And they have him put his hands on a photocopy machine in the police station. And they ask him stuff. And they have these pieces of paper that say lie, truth that they've pre-fed in there.
Oh.
And they convince the kid they know he's lying. It's funny. Yeah. All right. We'll be back with more after this trip to the market.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolf. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
You know, every time you guys do that, I get a talking to.
Talk over the intro or the out music.
Especially going out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more common. You can kind of make it work going in. So this is Freedom Fiends. I'm Michael Dean, talking to Randy England, James Babb. We're talking about pseudosciences. You know, I'm looking through this list of topics characterized as pseudoscience on Wikipedia. I kind of think this could not only be called list of topics that are seriously discussed on talk radio. I think it could also be called Jerry Stahl's cheat sheet for topic ideas when he writes for CSI, because a lot of these have been on CSI. One is attachment therapy, which is a potentially fatal clinical intervention where adults take like rowdy kids, even really young kids, and physically restrain them and do something called rebirthing, which is where you suppress rage and regression and, like, use blankets and suffocation to fake that they're going through the birth canal again.
It's idiotic.
People have died doing this, and there is at least one CSI where it's how the murder happened or how the homicide happened. So we're going to give you some news you can use from a former prosecutor on how to beat a lie detector. Tell us, Randy.
Well, I don't know about how to beat a lie detector, and I'm not sure.
Just don't believe it. Just when it comes up and they say you're lying, say, no, you're lying.
The one thing that they will do is they will, if they hook you up to a lie detector, they'll tell you that They'll sit down when it's done, even if it was inconclusive, it didn't show that you were lying. If they think you were lying, they'll sit down with you and go over the test with you and say, as you can see here, of course you can't see, you don't know what you're looking at. They'll explain to you why it shows that you're lying and that you did it. And they'll say, now that you're caught, don't you want to confess?
Randy, wait a minute. Are you telling me that the law enforcement apparatus
can lie?
Would trick people into confessing or incriminating themselves, possibly even if guilty, right? They like, right? It's all about, like, are you saying they're less than honest?
And they're allowed to. They come in and they say, your co-defendant has already ratted you out. And say that you did it, and it's a lie. It's just a lie. And the courts have no problem with this at all.
Well, why would anyone take a lie detector test? Why would anyone consent to this?
It seems like a bad idea. I would never allow a client to take one, especially if they were innocent, because you could end up showing you being guilty.
Doesn't it apply here? Like, don't talk to cops, right? Like, just
people. Never
I'm not a lawyer, but you. Just shut up. How about
no
that?
No one will ever listen to me. They call me up, blah blah blah. The cops want to talk to me. You know, I want to hire you or something. I say, you don't need to hire me. You just need to shut up. Just shut up. Well, they call me this. They call me, and I said, you need to just shut up and not say anything to them. You know, you can't.
That is some
talk
darn good legal advice from our resident lawyer at Freedom Fiends. Say it again, Randy.
Yeah, just shut up.
just shut up.
Seriously, that is
no. Actually, you put a little. There's a little better spin on it. The best thing you can do if they want to talk to you about a crime, you know, that you may be a suspect in, is to say, "I don't want to talk to you until I talk to a lawyer, and I'm not going to." I mean, that's the best thing to do. There are some real refinements in there that if you put it that way, it really saves you. But in fact, if you can't remember that, then just shut up.
Well, and I have friends that think like that like should know that, but they think like, well, I got a call from the FBI and he wants to meet with me, but it's going to be cool.
You're talking about a person, aren't you, that we know? That was someone who called in, a guy I like and know and sent buttons to today, actually called into Free Talk Live once. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know who that is, but it. I think there's the story probably plays out. But
the guy said
a Philly guy.
This guy said his roommates were being investigated. The FBI left a business card for him. He wasn't home, and he called them. And Ian was like, "Why'd you call them? Don't call them." You know, like,
repeat,
wait for a
don't
warrant.
Talk to cops.
Don't make it easy for the, you know, there's no legal requirement to answer a business card that's left
right,
at your house.
Right. And it's, you know, but it's easy to exploit, you know, people because most people think like, well, I'm an honest person. Of course, I just want to speak the truth. And how can I get in trouble for speaking the truth? Because they have no idea what they can do to turn your twist, your whatever you say into something to convict you with.
They may convict you with what you're saying, even if you're innocent. What if they've been working up a case against you, and the only thing they can't prove is whether you were in town that night or not? And they call you, and they want to talk to you, and you were in town, you know, someplace, and you admit you were in town, and they go, bang, you're under arrest, and you didn't even do anything.
Yeah.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Street of Beans. Debunking pseudoscience. Flat Earth beliefs.
Let's change the word to faux science or fake science or non-science, okay, or shyster.
Because I think pseudoscience is the science of turning pseudoephedrine into methamphetamine, right?
Like right, and that's a refined discipline, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Pseudo doesn't that mean fake or false or something?
Yes, well, pseudo, it's made from pseudofed, which is pseudoephedrine. Which is
now pseudoephedrine is just an isomer of ephedrine or something, you know, and it's
a derivation.
Pseudo in a way does mean fake.
But in that sense, it's basically a synthetic version of the naturally occurring ephedra alkaloid. And pseudoephed is basically like ephedra in the medical effects, but has less side effects. Like, it's less speedy, it's less euphoric, it makes your heart beat less, it doesn't raise your blood pressure as much, but it does help your asthma, and it does help your allergy, and it does help your cold. Now here, this is kind of interesting. I read this the other day. The first psych med was speed in the 30s. Isn't that kind of cool? And it's also one of the other first uses for it was for asthma.
I read that they tried using weed as truth serum, as a truth serum, like in the 30s. Yeah. That was like first. Supposedly, they used it in an important case and like got like somebody to reveal his like mob connections or something. Supposedly, by using weed to loosen him up.
I've been watching the show The Man in the High Castle, which I just finished the 10 episodes on Amazon. It's a great, great show. It's an Amazon original. They're making shows now the same way Netflix is. And it's basically, the basic premise is, what if the Axis powers won World War II? So America is divided into the West Coast is Japanese and the East Coast is the Nazis. And then where I live is the neutral zone, which is the lawless anarchists, you know, running around with guns who don't let them be occupied. But there is a scene in there where the Nazis use LSD to try as a truth serum to try to get a confession out of someone. It doesn't work. The theory is that it's builds empathy and it makes everybody think they're all part of everyone else. So why would you not answer the questions from someone else? Because he's just another part of your brain and you're all the same person, but it doesn't work.
That's weird.
So all those secret agents that committed suicide so they didn't have to reveal their secrets under truth serum did it for nothing?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Michael, I got something weird from you. A graphic about,
you know, how many times a day people say that to me? You know how many times a day someone says, "Michael, I got something weird from you." You know, they're either calling me from a doctor's office, or they're checking their email.
Time tonight that I've gotten something weird from you.
Right, it's one of the 60 times you've been tagged today.
But you apparently thought that I had recovered from the Cantwell picture, and
enough
now
to look at the flat Earth picture and the list of Bible quotes that people present as proof that the Earth is flat.
Well, they
does
say
that even
like,
count as pseudoscience? See, to me, pseudo implies that it kind of looks like the real thing. It's fake, but has characteristics that you might think of as, you know, like, the Earth is flat, says here in the Bible.
Well, you know,
how are you going to argue? You're not going to argue with that. You just be like, all right, you know.
Well, of course you can argue with it. Like it says something like the sun set or the sun rose, and that proves that the sun is going around the earth. Well, you know, that's you have to be an idiot to read anything. And you could read that in a novel. Would you stop and say, what a dummy the author of this thing was?
Yes.
Right. You don't do that. What people speak of appearances rather than, you know, oh, look, the earth turned enough for that sun went out of sight again. And that's what we call sundown. But the funny thing about...
See, they will tell you, these people are kind of weird. They're like, no, the sun didn't go down. It just got farther away and you can't see it anymore. Like, are you... What is wrong with you? Like,
one of these guys called in to Free Talk Live the other day. Ian kept around for like 45 minutes. And Ian was trying to figure out if the guy really believed it or was messing with him. And he finally, after 45 minutes, this is why I don't take calls on our show. He was convinced the guy was real. He said, I'm finally convinced. I think you're real because I'm getting, I think you believe this stuff because I'm getting stupider. I can feel myself getting stupider listening to you talk. And then he hung up on the guy. I thought that was great.
Wow.
You know, you know what this means? Do you guys know what hath God wrought mean? You know what that means?
What does it mean?
It's the first message that was ever sent over radio telegraph across the ocean. What hath God wrought?
That's what Morse.
More. Well, they were anticipating the Freedom Fiends at that first broadcast. This could turn into Freedom Fiends, guys.
I'm having a what hath God wrought moment, which is why I'm kind of stammering and barely listening to what you guys are saying. I am installing the beta, the only copy besides the guy who made it.
Well, what could us non-betas use?
I'm installing the Freedom Fiends app. The guy who made the LRN app, Rodney, is making a Freedom Fiends app. You want to have a poll on Facebook to decide what this thing can do to my medication.
Yeah, we need listener feedback on features because we're getting a ton of feature requests for this. So we're gonna as soon as we can figure out how to create a poll on Facebook, we'll put it up there. But we've had a lot of great ideas. Like some people just want to listen to Freedom Feeds. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. Okay, but you know what? Any podcast player can do that. I think I want to be able to like live stream police interactions. I think every app should do that. So
yep.
And then of course the web interface for your CPAP machine. I think is going to be one of the key features where people are like, you know, I got tagged again by Michael. We just turn that oxygen down a little bit. And we can tune you because if you turn down too low, it's like, wow, he's getting grumpy now. Crank it back up a little bit.
So you just find that sweet spot. I think this should be like the telescreen in 1984, where you can't really turn it off. You can just turn it down so it's on the
background. It'll have a safety feature built in, so it'll never like either like fully oxygenate or completely deprive you. Yeah.
Kill me. Yeah. I like it.
So what other features we're going to need? We want the listeners to give us some feedback. Randy, do you have any ideas for features?
I got a feature. So Lou and Lisa are together this week. She flew out to see him, and they're having a date. I've been setting fiends up left and right.
This could be a dating app. Let's make it dating app.
Dating app? Yeah, definitely, because this is a cult, and I need like approval over who dates who, and I need to set up group marriages.
Also, I want like Reverend Moon. Securely encrypted chat function with other Freedom Fiends.
Yes, of course. But I also want to be able to like watch the couples without them knowing it, you know. So
I think that might be listen. I might part at company with you on that one. That's a
at
little
at least listen. Yeah. Well, no, the Fiends hosts will have a different version that you can actually turn off some of the features, but the listeners won't have that.
Well, how about this, Michael? You go ahead and put in the stuff that you can spy on all of the users.
Yeah.
But to keep the Fiends quiet about it, we get access to.
Well, you know, everybody's also acts as a Bitcoin miner without them knowing it. So whenever their phone's on, and it sends it to the Fiend hosts to our wallet without the listeners knowing. So you guys get bribed to keep quiet that we're spying on all our listeners.
No, I think I think that's a feature. Like just have it like mine Bitcoin in the background on your phone.
Send it
why
to
not?
The Fiends.
That's a feature. You wouldn't have to be secret about that. That's a great idea. And it'll have a built-in Bitcoin wallet and and the video chat feature is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So
it should be able to record cops and look like it's off. Like when the cop, you know, when the cop comes over and takes it away from you and turns it off. It should still be on silently recording without any lights or screen activity.
Exactly. And automatically, like, you know, just like posts it to the Freedom Fiends Facebook page. Like,
And then tags all of the co-hosts.
Tags, right?
Especially MK times. Lords and James Babb.
Yeah. I think this is great.
I want it coded like these guns that if it's not in the right person's hand, something will happen.
You want a biometric scanner.
Yeah.
If I got it taken away from me in a police stop or something.
What do they call it? Isomorphic controls?
Yeah. It would start oinking and wouldn't stop or something.
Oinking. Oh, man. That's mean.
What if your iPhone is stolen? Could you somehow activate it and it'll just start playing Freedom Fiends wherever they are and there's nothing they can do? Like whoever stole your phone.
Usually when people, you know, they have things where you can like actually turn on your camera and turn on GPS and take a picture of the thief. And no, this will just be like Fiend the Homeless. Like it'll just turn into a brick that never can do anything except play Fiends episodes.
Can't
really
even turn
loud.
It off, lower the volume, anything.
No, yep.
Okay, this is going to be the best app
ever.
Good. Can't wait.
I like it. I like it. It's going to be. And it's going to have a scrolling list of pseudoscience topics, so you can always
and,
think
well,
about.
And it could. And it could perhaps. It'll be BIPCOT licensed. Right?
Licensed. Yeah.
So people could take this and add their own features.
And it'll BIPCOT license all the other apps on your phone against their will. It'll issue libertarian fatwads and take over your phone.
Sure.
Why not? Well,
how about if it scans for like to make sure your phone hasn't been contacted by the government and is secretly working for them?
And if it starts like saying word if it does instead of worms.
Right. So well, anyway, this we've got some great ideas to start the conversation. We're going to get that poll up somehow.
Well, that's what liberals say. All they want to do is start a conversation, you know, about gun rights or whatever. Which really means I want to start a conversation. If you disagree, I'm going to send cops with guns to shoot you in the head. That's their conversation.
I think they call it a dialogue.
Yeah,
that's a dialogue.
It's really
sensible.
A monologue.
Just open sensible. A dialogue.
I came up with
right,
a good
it's a
one
dialogue where we want to hear what you have to say, as long as it's one of these two possible approved ideas.
I came up with a bumper sticker the other day. It was politics is like American Idol with machine guns.
Let me think about that. Yeah.
All right, so pseudoscience. Let's do another one of these. Let's see. Oh, Dagon people and Sirius B. This is kind of a the aliens are going to come be our savior thing. Nah, that's not. It's not one of them. Hollow Earth. I know show hosts that believe the Earth is hollow. A radio
Why
show.
Why not?
You ever heard that theory? The thing is about flat Earth. We didn't really get into flat Earth enough. There are libertarians who believe the Earth is flat. I think they are government plants.
Well, you know what I've done? I've said, look, it's not flat, okay? It's actually a four-dimensional hypercone, okay? And when it intersects, right? When it intersects certain planes, it looks like a sphere, okay? When it crosses the W axis, it's going to create the appearance of a sphere, hence people's confusion.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and some of his weird friends. And yes, we're broadcasting this into space.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Antiwar, pro-free market. That's antiwar.com.
Did Fox News make it on the pseudoscience list?
No.
CNN, MSNBC, NPR.
I don't know, I'm playing with the Freedom Fiends app. You know what's kind of cool? This is something that I've been able to do now. This is the third time I've been able to do this because Derek Slopey made Fiend Phone. He also made Meow Bit, which I was involved with for both. So there are three times in the world, one being right now, that I am the second person ever to use a new software application. That's pretty cool. That's totally a what hath God wrought moment.
Don't let it go to your head. Okay.
Yes. The next thing that'll happen is that you'll end up being a person who did that, and then someone has heard of the software too.
Used software that works.
We'll get
that'll
there.
Be cool.
What was that?
Sounded like that? Somebody activated some music.
That was the 4 seconds in and out of the opening of hour two. That was
I'm really confused. Am I coming in or going out now?
It's a glitch in the matrix.
And I'm supposed to be talking or not?
It's being caused by the Fiend Phone app. It's in beta. Yeah,
it's warping space-time.
It sends out radio waves. And I need to test this in my Faraday cage. Yeah.
That's a pseudoscience.
Right. Yep.
Nice. Hey, this is the final redemption. And I think it's not exactly pseudoscience, but I think we can bring this in as a little bit of good news. Hundreds of badges, guns, and uniforms stolen from Homeland Security.
Nice.
So somebody has homesteaded 1,300 badges, 165 firearms, 589 cell phones over the span of 31 months.
That's enough to start your own failed state, pretty much.
You got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So, so hey, at
Detroit.
Least they've...
I suggest least, they start in Detroit, the failed state project.
Ooh, the majority of the credentials belong to Customs and Border Protection, while others belong to Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Yes.
And U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. You know, let's just abolish all of those, right? Seriously.
Yeah, yeah. Those things are square, man.
So that, does that mean there'll be a lot more immigration now?
If you abolished them, it would just be people moving.
Well, yeah. You know what people could do, and we're not suggesting this, but people could use that stuff to go, quote-unquote, transfer a prisoner to another facility, unquote. Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't do it, kids.
Hey, here's some, if you, it's just a paperwork and costume thing and getting your lines right. Here's another headline. American cops now being sent to Scotland to learn how to stop killing people. Now, that is something I think
that's
we can all celebrate.
That's a pseudoscience. It won't
right?
work.
Ah. Right?
Are Scots good at that?
Well, evidently they kill a lot less people than U.S. cops. So they're thinking, go over there and find out how they're not killing people. You know, and probably simple stuff like don't pull your gun out and fire it at homeless people. You know, like just little things like that. I don't know.
Well, unless they're reaching to scratch themselves or something and it looked like a gun or something.
I don't know. Somehow the Scots can figure out what the difference between a gun and a cell phone on a young black man. So, I don't know.
That's because they've been listening to Chris Cantwell. They've been listening to the racial agenda with Chris Cantwell.
Okay.
Yep. you going on your Fiends app to turn down my oxygen there a little bit?
Oh, no. Okay. Did you know that the first erect penis ever found in preserved amber was found? This is, I thought this was a fascinating bit, just tidbit.
Is it Bernie Sanders?
This is like...
It's a bug, isn't it? It's a bug, right?
It's a spider. It's a spider. Oh, okay. But it's 99 million years old, and it's a male daddy long legs with its penis fully extended and erect, and something went terribly wrong for that poor spider.
Yeah,
it all seemed great until happens. You fell in the amber.
Oh, yeah, falling in the amber with your pants down,
and you can't
hate it when that happens.
Yeah, we've all been there.
Yeah.
So, what a great way to be preserved for 99 million years.
Yeah, wow. is this the picture that's going to lead the show notes, Michael?
No, it's the Cantwell one that I broke your brain with in the first segment. Okay.
Well, this one would be a little less offensive.
Send me the bug penis. I'll take a look at it. Maybe I'll put it on the Cantwell picture.
it's actual size. Yeah,
or on the Cantwell. Yes,
it's just too easy, man. Good show, guys.
Yeah, I think we're out of time here, aren't we?
I have a Fiends app if you don't. Oh, you do now, Randy.
So no, I do. Okay.
Yep.
We're checking that out.
Yep.
There it is. Boy, email, that stuff is sure fast, isn't it? Just comes right down there.
Email's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Man in the High Castle, they're like smuggling 8mm films all over around the country. And like the whole...
It's the socialist one.